If there is a term in Scripture most worthy of our meditation, it would be the word glory, the glory of God. We certainly use it quite casually, but what is it? Well, defining the glory of God is almost impossible, but encountering it is quite possible. Culture defines earthly glory as something of magnificence or beauty, and God's glory is certainly that. But even more so, the glory of God is the eternal magnificence and the infinite beauty of all that He is. But do you know His glory? I hope you do, because you were made to encounter it. Have you encountered the glory of God recently? And how do you know? Well, I pray this meditation from Habakkuk chapter 2 will open your eyes to the glory of God. This is why God created you. This is why you exist. Everything in your life is pointing to this, leading to the glory of God, bringing Him glory, and dwelling in the Shekinah glory, the visible manifestation of the presence of God. This time is a holy retreat set apart for you to rest in the presence of the glory of God. A time for your mind to settle, your breathing to relax, and your eyes to close. So for this next moment, just be still as you are showered by the presence of the Holy Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Start by listening and joining in this responsive reading and prayer from Zechariah chapter 14. And as I lead us, respond, Heavenly Father, fill me with the knowledge of your glory. And may the Lord bless the hearing and reading of his word. And the Lord shall be king over all of the earth. And Heavenly Father, fill me with the knowledge of your glory. In that day, the Lord shall be the only one worshipped. So Heavenly Father, fill me with the knowledge of your glory. His name was, is, and will be the only one. So Heavenly Father, fill me with the knowledge of your glory. Spend a few moments now in reverent prayer, humbled before God, pointing to Him, inspired by Him, and in awe of His beautiful glory. Continue on now in silent prayer as you take note of the presence of God's glory in and around you. How are you aware of Him right now? How are you being humbled by His glory? Take note, too, of your posture before God. Consider kneeling or resting your face in your hands in a moment of reverence and humility. Scan your body and mind for any thoughts or feelings that may be blocking you from soaking in His glory. What emotions are keeping you from accepting the assurance of dwelling in His presence? As you continue to center on the glory of God, does your mind drift back to thoughts of shame and unworthiness? Do you ever feel humiliation while resting in the glory and grandeur of God? Well, remember, those are thoughts from your mind and not the mind of God. So allow unworthy thoughts to simply center you back on His glory and how He created you to know it. Continue on as you whisper, Heavenly Father, fill me with the knowledge of your glory. Allow the words to become your centering prayer. Center too on your breathing. Take several deep breaths, each breath full and deep from your belly. Become mindful of each breath. Each breath in fills you with the presence of God. Each breath out releases shame. Inhale the pneuma, the breath of God. Your body filled with the glory of God, leaving no room for fear. Stay centered on your breathing and the sacred words, Heavenly Father, fill me with the knowledge of your glory. Continue on as you soak in God's glory and listen to this, the first of three sacred readings from Holy Scripture. Listen for life application as I read from Habakkuk chapter 2 verse 14, and I'll begin in the New King James Version. Just listen for God's response to the prophet Habakkuk as he cries out for God to reveal his divine glory. My child, don't worry. For the earth will be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord, just as the waters cover the sea. What in the passage were you most grateful to hear? Well, listen once more from God's holy word. For the earth will be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord, just as the waters cover the sea. What will you hold on to from this second reading? We'll allow this next minute to be a time to rest in the beauty of the divine presence. Listen once more, but consider it now from a wider passage as you listen from the New Living Translation. What sorrow awaits you who build cities with money gained through murder and corruption? Has not the Lord of Heaven's armies promised that the wealth of nations will turn to ashes? They work so hard, but all in vain. For as the waters fill the sea, the earth will be filled with an awareness of the glory of the Lord, What in the passage brought you the deepest peace? Let that be your continuing contemplation for another minute longer. In this third reading, let the words guide you to a deeper application as you listen once again, now from the New International Version. For the earth will be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord, just as the waters cover the sea. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. What deep longings are you ready to share with Him? Well, let these reflections move you now into a time of worship and prayer. Let the next minute be the beginning of a time of reverent worship and divine awe of God and His glory. Continue on in imaginative contemplation as you listen to Isaiah chapter 6. The prophet Isaiah here describes how he saw the Lord in a vision. He was sitting on a lofty throne, and the train of his robe filled the temple. Attending him were mighty angels, each having six wings. With two wings, they covered their faces. With two more, they covered their feet. And with two more, they flew. They were calling out to each other, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of heaven's armies." But now listen to the next thing they say. "The whole earth is filled with His glory." God's holiness and His glory are two different things. Holy means set apart. God's holiness is the truth that there is none like Him. But God's glory is the eternal magnificence and infinite beauty of all that He is. So take this next minute to contemplate the holiness of His glory, beauty like none other. Let this be your meditation. rest here centering on the holiness of God's glory. Don't be burdened by your shame or thoughts of unworthiness. Those are not thoughts of God. You were created to know and encounter the glory of God. And be mindful, too, of moments that God may use you to reveal His holy glory to another. Now receive this prayer of benediction to remember to set aside shame and worry, for the earth will be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord, just as the waters cover the sea. So may you know the beauty of Christ, the renown of the Holy Spirit, and encounter the holy glory of God as you whisper without ending, "Heavenly Father, fill me with the knowledge of your glory, the beauty of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and forever shall be. Amen."